When Allah asked the angels to prostrate before Adam, they prostrated, except for Iblis.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ.
But then, if Allah accepted Iblis from the angels,
does that mean that Iblis was one of the angels?
How's that possible? And if he was, how was he able to refuse Allah's command? Well, first of all, Iblis is most definitely not one of the angels, and certainly not a fallen angel as depicted in the Bible. But then, what does it mean when Allah says, إِلَّا إِبْلِيس? So, mentioning the angels and then saying except for Iblis, doesn't that exception mean that he was one of them? Well, to understand that ayah properly, we need to learn one balagha concept that is quite simple. Istithna, as it is called in Arabic, or in English, exception. In Arabic, there are two types of istithna. It is either istithna muttasil, a connected exception, or istithna munqati', disconnected exception. As for the connected one, it is when the exception is from the group that is being excepted from. Like when Allah says,
الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ.
So, on the Day of Judgment, all close friends are enemies to one another, except the righteous ones.
So the righteous ones belong to the group of friends. So it is a connected exception. But as for the disconnected exception, istithna munqata,
it is used when the excepted part is not part of the original group, like what we see in this ayah.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا إلا سلاما.
They will not hear therein any ill speech, only peace. So, in this exception, saying salam or peace is not part of ill speech and cannot be considered as such. So the exception here is disconnected because the item that is being excepted, salam, is not one or part of the group that was mentioned earlier, but rather salam is part of any kind of speech or every kind of speech there is. And this is exactly the case with the ayah that we mentioned at the beginning of this lesson. Iblis is not one of the angels,
but the exception is for the action of prostration. So everyone prostrated to Adam except for Iblis.
But how do we know that this is the case? Why can't we accept the meaning that he was indeed one of the angels and this was a case of a connected exception? Well, simply because Allah explicitly said that in Surah Al-Kahf.
إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ.
So he was one of the jinn, which is further mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf.
قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين.
Which then highlights the fact that he was one of the jinn created from fire and not from the angels created from light. So these ayat are the reason why we know that this exception is actually a disconnected exception
and that Iblis was one of the jinn who disobeyed the command of Allah.
Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey with learning the Quran at any level, start right here to know which is the most suitable route for you. Or you could keep learning by clicking on this lesson. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.